This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. When she first came to our studio in 2013, Ashton Barbary was a teenager performing with Farmer in the Markets, a quartet that often plays cover songs at the Fayetteville Farmers Market. Today, the 21-year-old is preparing to release her debut album. Earlier this week, she stopped by the Firman Garner Performance Studio to discuss the progression of her music career.
When I first started playing with Farmer in the Markets, I was, I believe, 13, and I had never played music before or sang, and really I started like learning a lot about myself musically by playing with them. Like, that's where I learned how to harmonize and everything, and I started like getting experience with that, and then I wanted to branch off eventually and start like exploring new things where I would sing more lead and be able to write my own songs. And it's been like a gradual like transition, but I'll always keep that around too.
Sure.
I just wanted to like branch out and like express myself more.
When did you start kind of performing by yourself? I know you've played with a number of different bands over the years.
Yeah, I started writing some in high school, but I didn't like play it out at all. I did one, it was like a singled out event at Maxine's, mm-hmm. where that was the first time I had shared an original song.
Oh.
And it was like in public, it was on the radio show for an Ozark Orchestra thing.
So you mentioned, you know, writing these songs on your own but not really playing them. Did you play them, I don't know, for yourself at home? Because Farmer in the Markets basically does covers.
Yeah, I mean, a big reason we do covers is because people want to hear things they recognize, and that's a big, a lot of people book us for events where they want to sing along and dance along, and we all have plenty of original material, but we save that for our own projects to, like, we have, like, that set aside for covers, and then the other ones is where we put more creativity into it.
So how did you kind of learn to write your own songs and your own music?
It would be more like poems or stuff like that, and like after like events like really good or really bad happen, sometimes you have like lots of emotions and you can write them all down and turn them in. For me, it was a way to like get through things I was going through in my life. I would just start writing them down, and then singing has always been a place where I can just like forget about everything and enjoy, and it's just like a bliss. So being able to do those songs was very, like, therapeutic for me, like writing and, I don't know. And then when people react, when people hear the things that you've opened up about and react to it, it's very powerful and meaningful, and I don't know, I like it a lot.
Well, now you have your own solo album that's coming out this month. What's the name of it?
It's going to be self-titled since it's a debut.
Nice.
So it'll be called Ashton Barbary.
And it was recorded in Nashville.
Yeah, at the Butcher Shop Studio.
And so how did this come together for you, going all the way to Nashville and recording this album?
Well, growing up, I've always had a family friend around named Jeffrey Clemens. He's known me since I was 4, and he is a drummer for G-Love and Special Sauce, and last year worked on Dan Arbach's album from the Black Keys, and he's always been, like, every place he played a show since I was 4, he'll send me a postcard. And he's always, like, written me letters and kept up with me. It's been like a father figure almost. And since he's seen me started to play music when I was 13, he's been watching me grow and develop. And once he thought the timing was right, he was like, hey, let's come out and cut an album. I'll put you with all the, like, professionals and we'll make something neat.
So what was that like for you to get to work with professionals?
It was really mad. I was very nervous about going in there because I've never been in like a professional Nashville-style recording session where you walk in, you play a song, and everyone's talking in numbers. It's a whole new language, like half diamonds and 4 on the floor. It's all stuff I'd never heard, so I was trying to learn really quick. And it was amazing. One of my favorite things they said in the studio that I heard from one of them was, let's record it before we learn it. So you want to, like, most of the songs were done, like, pretty much the best take would be the first take. And sometimes, like, I would start playing a song. These people have never heard the songs, and they just come in. We don't have a genre chosen. And the album is interesting because it branches off, like, my writing style. Whenever you put these different instruments with it, you can go jazzy or folky, more country, rock. So there's quite a variety of genres and instruments on the album. So when we'd start a song, I hadn't determined what genre we'd be putting it through. We'd just kind of see what happened. And it was super magic to watch it.
So did they have musicians come in just to play background for you, or did you have your own band?
I chose the people that would come in for the session.
From Nashville?
Yes.
And then, I guess, was there improvisation then if you hadn't really decided?
Well, yeah, there was a lot of improv. I had, like, general ideas on what instrumentation would be good for the song. Like, I know I wanted stand-up bass, and I know I wanted, like, some keyboard and mellotron and, like, electric guitar and things like that. But I left it open, but in the studio, there were so many instruments around. We would just be like, oh, let's add an accordion. Oh, let's add some mellotron. You never know.
And normally when people see you perform around here, you're typically by yourself. Do you have much backing music from other people?
I mean, I'm starting to do, like, at the album release show, I'll have a stand-up bass player and guitarist, and they both sing too, so we'll have some fun with it. And for some, like, I'm starting to plan more full band shows, and we'll find a good drummer to play with us, and just maybe more at, like, if as that's in a demand, we would bring that out more.
Okay. Well, today it's just you and your ukulele. Could we hear one of the songs from the album?
Sure.
What's it called?
This one's called Cinnamon in My Coffee.
Thank you. Now, was there actually a stranger who put cinnamon in your coffee?
Yes, there was.
That's wonderful. Do all of your songs come from, you know, a real event that happened to you, or a little bit of imagination?
I'd say most of the majority of my songs, like, it'll stem from a real event, but then sometimes, like, I'll add in more things just for, like, lyrical fun. You can, like, warp it a little bit. Like, maybe not everything's exactly, but it's definitely based on a real thing.
So the album has how many songs?
Six.
And so when you went into the studio, how did you go about picking the six songs that you wanted to record? Because I imagine as much writing as you do, you've got more.
Well, I actually brought, I brought 10 songs in and I let them choose because I thought, I mean, that was a recommendation from Jeffrey. It was like, why don't we bring in these and then we'll see what they think? Because these are, they know more, like, it's a, I guess I, like, I value their opinions on it. And so I thought they would help me, like, guide me in a good direction since I'm new to this.
Well, and they would have a fresh perspective, I imagine, because you've lived these songs for so long.
Yeah.
Were you satisfied with the ones that they picked?
Yeah, I was very happy with the ones.
Could we hear one more? Mm-hmm. What's this one called?
This one's called Fades Away.
That was Ashton Barbary inside the Firman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week. She'll have a CD release party for her debut self-titled album April 18th at Stage 18. Sarah Lothan will open. You can see both musicians perform tomorrow at the Limelight Music Festival at Bentonville Brewing Company. You can find out more about Ashton's upcoming gigs at facebook.com/AshtonBarbary.